Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the power of building customer communities. You know, folks, and here it is in 2017, and incredibly, there's still a question that many small business owners ask. We have a website. Do we really need a social media strategy, too? Can you believe that? People are still asking that question. And the answer is the same as for why you have an email address, even though you have a phone. It's not either or, it's both and. Because as outstanding and handy as your website may be, there's one increasingly important capability you need that most websites aren't good at. Community building. Websites aren't designed, for the most part, to build communities. Once customers find you, returning to that beautiful website of yours will be of decreasing interest to them. It's not that your new stuff, products, how-to information, order status, special offerings, those kinds of things, it's not that those things are no longer of interest to them. It's just that they don't want to have to come back to your website to get it. More and more customers are saying to you, to businesses, I like what you offer, but I won't be returning to your website much because I'm very busy. Why don't you just follow me home with the new stuff? You're doing it yourself. Think about it. This is what customers and prospects mean when they join your community by giving you permission to connect with them and send them offers and helpful information by email or maybe by text or maybe on one of the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, etc. When they give you permission, when they join your community and they give you permission to follow them home, that's what they're doing. They're telling you, I'm probably not going to come back to your website. They just want the new stuff, folks. They already know what's on your site. They just want the new stuff, including updates. Even when they return to buy something, if you've got an e-commerce platform, and they return to buy on that e-commerce platform, they expect to enter your website through the offer page you just sent them. They won't go back to the homepage and go to the e-commerce. You sent them an offer. They click on it. It takes them to that internal page, and then they buy right from there. That's how they're using your website more and more. Building online customer communities, my friends, and getting permission to follow customers home is how a small business transcends being competitive and achieves the pinnacle position of relevance. As you may know, I define a business social media strategy as building customer communities. But by my definition, social media is much older and more comprehensive than the online platforms like Facebook. Your customer community strategy includes everything you do to build, connect with, and serve those communities, including email marketing, customer loyalty programs, the new social media activity, and, of course, the original social media. You've heard me say this before. Face-to-face, my friends, is the original social media. So in the old days, way back in 2003, your customer list was just names on an accounts receivable report or sales forecast. Today, those customers are part of the business community, which also includes prospects who are just becoming interested in you. That's your business community. But unlike the passive customer list of old and visitors to your websites, this community is functioning and dynamic with fast evolving expectations. That's a really important thing to remember. Fast evolving expectations that you have to meet or they'll defect to another community. If you aren't keeping up with the expectations of your customers and staying relevant to those expectations, you're going to lose. They're going to leave your community. Another important component of building customer communities is allowing prospects and customers to see your corporate values. Increasingly, prospects will turn into customers, and customers will become loyal because they are attracted to what your company stands for, which is evident in the values you demonstrate. And you can demonstrate those online, too, not just face-to-face, but online. For example, here's an example of values. Are your brand elements, brand promise and the image, are they all about you and your stuff, or do you sound like something that would benefit your customer community? Do they sound like that? When you talk about what you guys do in the marketplace, is it all about you, or does it sound like you're bringing other people in? Number two, when delivering information, is it all about you, or does it contribute to the community? I know I harp on this a lot, folks, but it's important. Do you have a video program that teaches people how to use your products, how to buy it more successfully, how to make them last longer? Without trying to sell them something? Do you have those kinds of provide that kind of information to the community? Those are values that they're looking for, folks. And the third one is, what's the tone of your marketing message? Tone is how brand messages are incorporated as you serve the community, from crassly commercial to almost subliminal. So when you talk to customer communities, when you use your tone, again, like I talked about earlier with the videos, is it, hey, this is Jim, I'm with ABC Construction, just wanted you to know how this is a good way to hire a contractor, and you talk about that, and you never say, come to see us for all your contracting needs, right? You don't say that. It's implied. It's subliminal. Or you could go the other way and say, you know, do business with us. Either way, that's your tone. And customers are judging you on that tone. You should strike a tone balance between serving the community and make a sale. Notice all of these that I've talked about, these demonstrated values, favor relationships more and transactions less. Your values should favor relationship selling and more, and transactional selling less. In a world where everything you sell is a commodity, value, product, price, and service is the threshold of a customer community. But values, with an S on that word, values are the foundation. Value is easy to find these days, but when community members are attracted to your values, they keep coming back and they bring their friends. So I want you to build and serve customer communities with a website and a social media strategy that demonstrates your values. I'm Jim Blassing, Game 20 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.